Our speaker today is not new to us.
今天我们的讲员对我们来说并不陌生。
We see him every Thursday in the dining area.
每周四我们都会在餐厅用餐的时候遇到他。
And he is with us, in the local group during our care and share time.
他同时也参与我们本地生的关怀小组。
And he graduated from many universities in US.
他是在美国读书的，毕业于很多学校。
And also in UP.
同时他也毕业于菲律宾大学。
And has been through many ministries from different churches.
他在不同的教会有很多服事。
He is the former principal of the Hope Christian High School.
他以前是迦南中学的校长。
And he is now the head of research here at BSOP.
他现在是我们 BSOP 研究小组的负责人。
Without further ado, let us welcome Reverend Dr. Stuart Young.
现在有请杨立信博士。
Good morning. Are you guys awake today? Or are you in love?You know, years ago when I was in, as a principal in, high school,
很多年前我在中学做校长的时候
I used to feel so sad for the loveless ones.
So sad.
For the loveless ones.
For the loveless ones. 我常感觉非常的忧伤，就是为了那些没有爱的人。
Because in our Valentine's in the Philippines is a very sentimental thing.
因为在菲律宾这个所谓情人节呢是一个很感性的日子。
And you know, usually the kids, high school kids, they're always in love all the time.
我们知道中学生啊他们都是在爱河里面。
And, you know, naturally during this time of the day, the ones with special interests, with Valentines and flowers and so forth,
所以在这个特别的日子很多人他们就会收到一些礼物或者收到一些的鲜花。
But those without loved ones, I feel really sad for them.
但是那些没有人爱的呢我真的为他们感觉很忧伤。
So I usually open my office up and I invite all the loveless ones to come after school.
所以呢在放学的时候我就打开我的办公室的大门，让那些没有得到爱的人都可以来。
I say my office is no longer my office, but it's called the Heartbreak Cafe.
所以呢，我的这个办公室呢，它的名称呢就换成就是那些破碎心肠的这个一个咖啡厅。
I invite all the kids to come and then we talk about love and then console each other. We play love songs.And then at the end of the day, we try to pray together and make them feel better.
我们就跟他们一起谈论爱，也唱一些诗歌也跟他们一起祷告。
I don't know why I said that. I just feel that there are so many people perhaps are feeling like that.
我不知道为什么我这样做，但是我觉得可能有很多人他们都有这种的感觉。
So tomorrow, if you're lonely,
所以明天如果你是很孤单的话。
We can do the Heartbreak Cafe at BSOP.
我们在飞升呢也可以有这个破碎心肠的这个咖啡厅。
Where? Okay. Anyway.
五楼。
五楼。
Fifth floor.
Wherever. Okay. Anyway, I'm a very unconventional person. Okay. You probably see me walking around the halls and in the library all the time.
Okay. 当你看到我在这个我们学校走动的时候，我相信你会发现我不是一个非常保守的一个人。
Anyway, a lot of people probably wondering like, who's this guy?
也许有的人说这是谁呢？
Well, let me tell you who I am. I'm a Chinese.
我可以告诉你我是一个中国人。
But I was born in the Philippines.
但是我在菲律宾土生土长。
But I grew up in the US.
但是我是在美国长大的，对不起。
Now, I'm back in the Philippines.
现在我又回到菲律宾。
But I'm preaching in English.
但是我是用英文讲道。
To Chinese people.
对中国人用英文讲道。
Okay, if that makes sense to you, then Lord willing, the message today will make sense.
如果你觉得我像我这样的人有意思的话呢，那么今天我想我们的信息也会有意思。
Today I'd like to talk about a theme that probably is a little bit heavy.
也许今天我们需要讨论的题目有一点沉重。
This is a reflection that I've been thinking a lot about.
这也是我过去一直在默想的一个题目。
Since I came to BSOP.
就是自从我来飞圣的时候。
And this is a reflection on motivation and the ministry.
也就是在思想我们的动机和我们的服事。
Before we begin, let us open in a word of prayer.
我们在讲道之前，我们一起祷告。
Lord, we pray that your spirit will be in our midst today. And we pray that you would speak to us. This we pray in Christ's name. Amen. Now, first of all, before we talk about this theme, we have to define what motivation is.
所以开头我们需要先知道所谓动机，或者英文这个 motivation 是什么意思。
Well, there's a lot of definitions for that, but I like to define it as the internal rationale or process which causes or compels one to be or act in a certain way.
原来它也可以有很多不同的定义，我希望用的这个定义呢，就是在我们内心的一种的逻辑或者一个过程或者你的一种想法触动你去做某一件事情。
In other words, this word came from the Latin, I mean it came from the word to move.
所以它是从英文这个字呢，是从拉丁文那个 motivus 那个字来的。
So there's something inside that force you to do something.
也就从你的里面有一股的力量强迫你或者说触动你去做某一件事。
And some synonyms for that is incentive, impetus, inducement or inspiration or drive to do something.
在英文里面就有这好几个不同的同义词。
Okay, enough about clarification with the terms. But the term motivation usually lies in the domain of a person's heart.
通常我们讲到动机的时候，也就是隐藏在我们的内心里面。
Motivation cannot be seen, usually.
原则上我们可以说这个动机是看不见的。
It's usually invisible, it's internal, and it's hidden.
很多时候是内在的，是隐藏的。
And the motivations of people is very interesting because it can originate either from external conditions or internal desires.
这个动机呢也是很有趣的，因为可以出自于我们外在的一些的情况，或者内在的我们的一些欲望。
You know, in the story of Achan and his sin, how he coveted certain things brought judgment on the children of Israel.
我们都知道亚干的这个故事，他怎么样？因为有这个私欲，他就他隐藏了一些不该拿的东西，后面呢，他就让审判临到他们的子民。
For those of you not familiar with the story, I'm not going to tell you. You just read Judges chapter 7.
Okay. 如果你不知道这个故事请你自己到旧约圣经去找。
For God's sake, this is a seminary, okay?
这是神学院，你应该知道这个故事。
Anyway, another thing about motivation is that it can either be pure or impure, or stem from ulterior motives.
另外一方面，我们的动机可以是纯洁的，可以是不纯洁的。
And for that, it reminds me of a story about this Simon the magician in the book of Acts.
所以我们在《使徒行传》里面也记得这个西门这个魔术师。
By the way, he's a guy in a corner. In black, of course, because bad guys always black.
就是那位在图画里面穿黑色的。
He's a magician and he wanted power. And then somehow he became a Christian and tried to manipulate people.
他是一个魔术师，但是他就是炫目要有那种的能力。虽然他算起来好像信主，但是他就想来操纵这个东西。
Our motivations can either be intentional or conscious or unintentional. Sometimes we don't know about it, it's unconscious.
我们的动机呢，很多，有些时候是我们知道的，有些时候是我们没有想过的。
One character that comes to mind when you talk about consciousness and unconsciousness is the character Judas Iscariot.
The character of
Judas Iscariot.
当我们讲到这个所谓动机是你有志于去想出来的，还是无意的呢？我们就会想到这个犹大。
We know that the Bible said the devil went into him and motivated him, made him betray our Lord.
我们看圣经会讲到说，魔鬼进入他的心， 就触动他来出卖耶稣。
But on the other hand, we also know that he covets money.
但是另外一方面，我们也知道他是一个贪财的人。
So he had something there already.
所以在他自己的心中，原来就有这种的欲望。
Also, when we talk about motivation, it's something that is very interesting because it's not static. It does not remain the same, but it also changes.
这个我们的动机本身又不是一种不变的，而是常常会转动的。
Changes may come from internal transformation that takes place within us.
当然这个改变有可能是出自于我们内心的转变而带来的这个变动。
If you've been a Christian for a long time, you know how it is that you go from season to season.
你做基督徒也相当一段时候了，我相信你也经历过，好像在你的这个灵程里面有很多不同的季节。
Your outlook toward things change with the times.
因着时间的转换，你对一些事物的看法也都会转换。
Changes may also come from external situations or circumstances that surrounds us.
我们外在的这些环境也可能触及我们的改变。
If you're in certain situations, the tendencies, your outlook will be different.
所以你在不同的情况下面，可能也造成你对事物不同的看法。
When life is going great, you might be one way.
如果你的人生这个时候刚好是很顺利的时候，你会这样看。
When hardship comes, you may be another way.
如果你现在正遭遇苦难，也许你的看法就不一样。
And also, spiritually, when we talk about motivation, changes may also be affected in our state of our relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
当然，另外一方面讲到我们的灵命的时候呢，我们这个动机的改变也是跟我们与基督的关系很有关系的。
Where you are spiritually today and where you were before.Is two different types.
所以你以前跟现在，你的这个属灵状况到底是有什么不同吗？因此也会带来很多不同的情况。
We live in a world of change.
我们住的这个世代是一个多变的世代。
And in many ways, we also change.
所以从很多的方面，我们也都在改变。
And change also gets in and affects our motivation.
这些改变呢，也通常会。改变我们的心，因此也改变我们的动机。
Our motivations may also be ambivalent.
我们的这些动机有时候也可以是很不稳定的。
In other words, things are not always so clear cut.
或者说你不太确定这些事物不是那么明显。
We have mixed feelings about things, and there's always conflict at war within us between the will and our submission.To the Lord's will.
我们对很多事物可能有很多复杂不同的想法。我们对神的这个旨意的委身在我们心中也常常是一种的张力。
That's why the Lord tells us and reminds us that we need to carry our cross daily.
其实我们的主是提醒我们，我们要天天背负十字架来跟从他。
It is a daily renewal within us.
在我们的心中是每一天都要更新。
Now, you know, when we think about that idea, it reminds me of Ananias and Sapphira.
我们前面所提的这些概念，我们又提醒我们有关于亚拿尼亚跟他的妻子 Sapphira 的这个故事。
Because Ananias and Sapphira represents a very interesting concept in the Bible for me.
对我来说，这对夫妇呢，带来一个圣经里面很有趣的一个观念。
In one sense, they were devoted Christians. They were part of the church, and they shared everything in Acts chapter 4.
从一个角度来说，他们也信主，他们也爱主，他也是教会里面一部分，他也想奉献。
But we also know that they decide to keep something back, and God struck them dead.
但是他们又决定说要自己保留一部分，也因为这样上帝就让他们死。
So when we see this character, it's a picture of ambivalence in my mind.
所以在我的思想里面，他们的这个思路也就是不确定或者说很多的移动。
Why is it so?
为什么会这样呢？
Why is the motivation so difficult?To grasp.
为什么我们说动机这个东西很难抓住呢？
That's because the human heart is deceptive and mysterious.
啊，因为我们的人心也可以算，可以说是很神秘的，也常常是带来一些的啊欺诈。
In Proverbs 20 verse 5, it says the purposes or plans of a man's heart are deep waters, but a man of understanding draws it out.
所以在这个箴言书二十章第五节也是这样说啊。我们人的这些目的目标在人的心中就好像很深的水但是一个人他或者一个有智慧的人呢他会把这些东西把它取出来。
What happens inside you, no one knows.
What happens inside you?
Nobody knows.
你的心中所发生的事情没有人知道。
We may know something about you by the things that you exhibit.
从你所做的一些事情也许我们能够看出一些东西。
But only God knows what's really going on inside.
但是只有神知道在你心中里面所真正发生的事情。
In Jeremiah 17 verse 9, it says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it?"
所以在耶利米书第十七章第九节也这样说，人心实在是比任何的东西更加的诡诈，不能够再医治它了。谁能够了解它呢
？In Psalm 64 verse 6 in the second part says, "Surely the mind and the heart of man are cunning."
诗人在六十四篇第六节的后半段也是这样说，人的心跟思想实在是太诡诈了。
Yes, the unsaved man is like that.
是的，那些没有信主的人是这样。
But sometimes, as a believer, we also struggle with that.
但是作为已经信主的人，我们也有这样的挣扎。
Because that nature is still within us, which we try to get rid of it and renew as we grow in Christ.
因为当我们在基督里继续成长的时候，那个我们想除掉的这个诡诈还是留了一点。
Now, the good thing here is that God searches the heart.
但是好的事情是什么？上帝鉴察人的心。
You know, in this passage of scripture in 1 Samuel 16, we see that the Lord said to Samuel, Samuel is a prophet of God, and he was supposed to pick the anointed one.
所以在这边我们看到撒母耳他要去选上帝所要高立的。
And he went to the house of Eli, and then he saw all these people.
所以他就看到以利他家里这些所有的人。
And he saw this Eliab guy, and he looked powerful and big, and says, "This must be the guy."
所以当他看到伊利亚的时候呢，他认为说这个人长得不错，应该是上帝所要拣选的。
That's what Samuel thinks.
因为这是撒母耳的看法。
Because when you see this guy really big and macho and has all the stuff going for them,
因为当你看到这样一个长相不错的人
，you know, in the eyes of men, says, "Not bad."
所以从人的眼光来看，不错。
But God sees things differently.
但是上帝用另外一种的眼光来看事情。
That's why God, in this case, the Lord does not look at the things a man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
所以人呢是看人的外表，但是上帝却是看人的内心。
And in this instance, God chose David, the least likely among the group.
所以呢，在这个情况下，我们知道神所拣选的是人所没有想过的，也就是选选了大卫。
In Proverbs 16, it says, "All a man's ways are innocent or right to him, but the motives are weighed by the Lord."
人呢，通常看自己的一些做法都是看起来是对的但是我们的动机呢，神确实是要去衡量。
God is the one who sees the heart of man.
因为只有神能够看到人的内心。
Now, let me just pause and let's talk about ministry.
好，我们停稍微停下来，然后我们看作为服事这一方面。
You guys are all in the ministry.
每个人都在，可以说都在服事的当中。
Right?
是不是呢
？I hope so.
我希望是。
I hope that you're not here just to look for a mate.
所以你，我希望你来到这边不是只是要找一个对象。
I'm just kidding.
当然跟你们开玩笑。
If it's the Lord's will, then you're going to find somebody.
如果是神的旨意，你在这边也可以找到你的配偶。
Anyway, the ministry is very diverse.
我们可以说我们的服事是很多元化的。
You don't have to be only a pastor or a preacher to be in the ministry.
如果你要做一个牧师，要做一个讲道的人。
You know, when we do something for the Lord, that is a ministry.
所以我们为神来做一些事情，这些都是所谓服事。
So it comes in many forms.
所以它这个服事有是多方面的。
Ministry is also progressive and ongoing. It's something that continues.
这个服事呢也是一直进展的。
The ministry is people-oriented.
当然我们的服事是针对人的。
Because it's not just about studying, it's about ministering to people.
所以我们不只是说我们在学习，而是说我们要服侍人。
The ministry is also difficult work.
我们也知道服侍确实是一件艰难的事。
You know, sometimes people say, oh, let's go to the ministry because I can't do anything else. Maybe that's something easier that I can do.
有的人可能会这样想，我什么其他事都不会做，我去服侍吧，这个应该比较容易吧。
Totally not true.
但是你会发现这完全是错误的。
It is difficult work.
因为服事确实是艰难的事。
The ministry is also a spiritual work.
我们也知道我们的服事是一种属灵的事情。
It's not like any other job in the world because this has a spiritual implication.
不像世界上任何一种的职业，因为它有这个所谓灵里面的一个层面。
But the ministry is also God's work.
另外一方面，我们不要忘记，我们的服事是神的工作。
At the end of the day, it is God working through us.
至终是神在我们的心中做工。
And also, it is a privilege.
并且这是我们可以看到是一个很极大的权利。
It's not an entitlement or a right, but a privilege by God's grace.
所以这个是我们该得的，而是上帝所给我们的美好的机会。
So.We'd like to ask a question to all of us.
所以我们要问这个，向大家来发这个问题。
That picture look familiar? It's kind of blurred. But anyway, why are we at BSOP?
今天我们为什么在飞升呢？
I'm not just asking the students.
我不是单单问学生。
I'm asking everybody here, including the faculty.
我也问这个礼堂所有的人，包括我们的老师。
And...Why are we laboring, struggling, and suffering in our schoolwork and on our jobs?
为什么我们在这个学校里面，为了我们的功课，或者说为了我们的这个工作，我们在那边勤劳挣扎，甚至于受苦？
For some of you, it's like who's struggling? Nobody's struggling.
也许聪明的学生会说，谁在挣扎呢？很容易。
Piece of cake, no big deal.
很容易，好像一块小饼干。
Why do we serve in the various ministries on Sundays and other days of the week?
为什么我们在礼拜天我们会在教会里面服侍呢？或者在周间我们也在其他的方面来服侍呢？
And why are we serving God anyway?
总结来说，我们为什么我们来服侍神呢？
You know, we're looking into all this stuff about motivation and the ministry.
所以当我们在思想我们的动机和我们的服侍的关系的时候，
And the reason why I ask these questions is because, you know, I've seen a lot during my lifetime.
I've seen a lot of
many things. Yeah,
我所以这样问呢，是因为在我自己的生命当中，我看到很多的事情。
Because I've been in many situations, I've been to many places, and I see many people in the ministry, doing the ministry, but there are different reasons for doing ministry.
因为我到过很多地方，看到很多的人，也看到很多在服事当中的人，你会看出他们服事的这个动机都是不一样的。
Some people do the ministry because of an unconscious need.
有的人去服事，因为他们有一种说不出来的需要。
They don't know what it is.
他也不知道是什么。
Of course, God calls us.
当然，神呼召我们。
I'm not questioning that.
我没有对这个，我没有任何的疑问。
There are people who use God as an excuse.
但是呢，有的人呢是用神来作为一个这个借口。
And some people serve out of fear and insecurity.
有一些人他们服事是出于惧怕或者没有安全感。
They fear that if I don't do this, then this is going to happen.
你会感觉到说，如果我不这样做，那不好的事情会发生在我身上。
Or because a person is insecure, they need to prove themselves.
或者说一个人他没有这个安全感，所以他必须要证明他是某一个人。
Speaking of insecurity, it reminds me of a story.
当我们讲到这个没有安全感的时候，我就想到一个故事。
I have a crazy brother. He's an artist.
我有一个 弟兄，他是一个艺术家。
He thinks differently and he does different things.
所以他的思想是跟别人不一样，所以他也做了很多别人不做的事情。
When he was younger, he used to be very insecure about his physique.
所以当他还小的时候，就对他自己的长相感觉到很没有安全感。
So when he was in high school, he started working out.
所以当他在中学的时候，就常常健身。
So he lift weights and become really muscular.
所以他就举重，所以他就成为一个很健壮的人。
So when he, you know, one of his favorite things is that he likes to go to parties.
当然他也参加很多的宴会。
And when he goes to these parties, all these skinny Chinese guys.
所以当他去参加这些在中国人去参加这些宴会的时候
，He'll go up to the Chinese guy and stand next to him and flex his muscle.
他就跑这些中国人的旁边，然后让他们看看他的这些很发达的肌肉。
He'll look at their arm and says, "What's that, spaghetti?"
所以他看到别人的这个手好像面条一样。
He'll be so arrogant. He goes up to the mic and tells all the ladies, "Ladies." A real man has arrived.
他会站到台上对那些女士说，一个真正的男人来临了。
You know, a lot of people are insecure, and it forced them to do something that they're really not.
说实话，很多时候我们没有安全感的时候，就会强迫我们去做一些事情来证明自己。
There are people who also serve God.Because they need approval from others.
还有一些人呢，他们服侍主是因为他们希望人会赞赏他们。
Because you know, when you do the ministry, people look up to you.
因为从一个角度来说，当你在侍奉当中至少人是尊重你的。
Now you can also go the other way.
虽然反面也是真的。
When something doesn't go wrong, you're the first one to be blamed.
所以有些事情不对的时候，人家就会。责备你。
Because some people believe that in the ministry there's power and prestige.
因为有的人也认为在服事当中也有所谓权力，还有一些的地位。
You know, it's often said that, you know, when a pastor preaches, everybody looks at them.
因为当一个牧师在讲道的时候，每个人都要看他。
And when the pastor says,Let us stand for a word of prayer. Everybody stands up. Wow, that is power.
一个牧师说，现在我们要大家起立祷告，大家都要顺从。哇，这是一个有能力的象征。
And because of that, some people are motivated by that kind of thing.
所以有的人他们服侍呢，就是为了这个权力。
And some people may have certain abilities, and they might be really good in communication.
或者有些人他们也许真的很有才干。有口才。
They may become popular and famous.
他们也许也是会受到人的这个欢迎。
They can even get to be so demanding and says, oh, you want me to go to that little church? It's not worth my time. I want to go to the big venues only.
或者有的人呢也会自高自大，我只要去大教会，不去小教会。
And unfortunately, this last reason is very much a reality.
很不幸的呢，这最后的一个理由呢，是很真实的。
Practical concerns is another motivation.
有的人他们服侍就是为了很实际的原因。
You know, there are a lot of people who love God.
有些人他们爱神。
But then practical concerns also is another very important motivation.Impetus in why people serve.
但是在他们生命里面，他们也认为这个现实的生活也很重要。
Let's be real.
我们就坦白的说吧。
We're real people with real needs.
我们都是人，也都有人的需要。
We have a career to look after. I mean, how long can we stay and make a living?
我们也可以从一个角度说，我们的一生的职分职业是什么呢？我们还也需要生活。
What about my family?
我的家庭的需要。
Of course, God provides, but we have to do something.
我知道神会供应，但是我不应该做什么吗？
Security. What will I do when I get old?
安全感。我老的时候，谁来养我呢？
I know a lot of people who feel that they're called to go to first world countries.
我知道有些人他们认为神呼召他们是到第一流的世界里面。
And it's because of practical reasons.
但是后面其实就是为了很现实的原因。
You don't hear too many people calling them to come to the armpits of Asia, the Philippines.
也许很少人会听到神呼召他们来像菲律宾这种非人之地。
You didn't get that. Anyway.
I didn't get it.
You did? Yeah, because it's hot and sweaty and stinks. Anyway, okay. So what is the right motive for ministry?
所以呢我们服侍的真正的这个动机应该是什么呢?
You know, recently I've been meditating a lot about this passage of scripture.
最近我一直在思想这一段的经文。
In 1 Thessalonians 1:3, it says, We continue to remember before our God, the Father, and Father, your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord.Jesus Christ.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第三节，我们常常的在神的面前纪念你们，也纪念你们因着信心所带来的工作，因着爱而带出来的这个勤劳的工作，还有因为耶稣基督所带来的这个盼望。
This passage of scripture is a very precious one, and perhaps can help us understand what true motivation should be in the ministry.
这节经文非常的宝贵，应该可以帮助我们来理解在服侍的当中应该有的动机是什么。
To appreciate this a little bit more, we have to look into the context of this passage of scripture.
我们要能够更加来明白这段的经文，我们需要看它的上下文。
In this passage of scripture in 1 Thessalonians, Paul and his companions were giving thanks to the Lord for the Thessalonians.
所以在这个帖撒罗尼迦前书，保罗在这个地方是在神的面前为帖撒罗尼迦的信徒来感恩。
He has two reasons to give thanks.
他有两个感恩的原因或者理由。
The first reason has to do with the fact that he is so thankful and he was so impressed by the fact that they were manifesting works of service in the midst of persecution.
第一个他感恩的原因也就是在这个逼迫的下面帖撒罗尼迦的教会他们能够存着这样的耐心在服侍主。
They were working, they were laboring, and they were enduring in the ministry.
所以他们劳苦他们也忍受他们也工作。
In 1 Timothy 3:7, it hints that they were suffering and undergoing persecution.
提摩太前书三章那边也有暗示他们是在劳苦的或者说在逼迫的下面。
But what was Paul impressed about with these people is that in the midst of all the suffering that they were going through, they were doing it for the right reasons.
但是更是保罗的心确认的也就是因为他们这样的服事是出于纯洁的动机。
They were serving God, they were working, they were laboring, and they were enduring the ministry, and it was generated by heavenly virtues.
他们所以会这样的劳苦忠心服事主都是出于一个属灵的美德。
And these virtues are faith, love, and hope.
这些美德也就是所谓信望和爱。
So it got me to think.
所以就让我来思想。
What does it mean that when we talk about works produced by faith?
所以当我们提到出自于信心所带来的工作。
First of all, our faith in Christ should ultimately result in good works.
第一就是当我们信主之后这个信心应该也很自然地带出好的行为。
You know, this diagram here illustrates how things should be.
在这个构图的里面我们可以看到这个应该有的过程。
Saving faith produces good works.
一个真正的信心它应该带来好的行为。
And in a way, good works is supposed to affirm our faith in Christ.
另外一个方面我们的好行为就是要证实我们的信心是真实的。
In Ephesians 2:8-10, it says, For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and it is not of yourself, it is a gift of God, so no one can boast. We all know that. But it goes on and says, For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared for us to do in advance.
以弗所书第二章第八节到第十节，我们得救是本乎恩，借着信，不是出于你们自己，这是神所给我们的礼物，不是人自己的工作，不是人可以自夸的，因为我们都是神的工作，在耶稣基督里面巧妙的造成的，要叫我们行善，这也是神在事先已经为我们预备的。
So in other words, this is supposed to be a natural manifestation of our faith and relationship with Christ.
换句话说，我们的信心应该很自然的产生这些好的行为。
Another component is that our faith and constant reliance on God's power is what actually enables us to produce real spiritual work or fruits.
第二方面，我们的信心，我们继续的信靠神的大能呢，就让我们能够产生真正的所谓属灵的工作或者果效。
Because if we do not rely on God,
因为如果我们不信靠神，
we start to rely on ourselves.
我们就会依靠我们自己。
You know, one of the dangers in going to seminary is that we know too much.
我想来到神学院的一个最大的危险就是我们，也许我们知道太多的。
We know so much about the tenses and the verbs and all the Greek and whatever kind of language that you were learning.
我们也知道这些所学习的原文，它的语法等等。
We can know systematic theology, historical theology, and all kinds of theologies.
我们也可以知道所有的神学系统。
But ultimately, is that really important when it comes to spiritual work?
但是呢，至终当我们在服事的时候，
yes,
从一个角度来说，或者相对来说，这些呢不是真正最重要的。
There are reasons for what we do here.
当然我们在这边所做的每一件事情都有它的理由。
And it's very important that we learn these things.
所以我们学习这些东西确实是很重要的。
But all the knowledge in the world is not going to do anything if we are not connected with Christ.
但是这个世界所有的智慧知识都给我们的话，但是我们跟神没有连结，最终就没有什么功能。
In Zechariah 4:6, it says, "This is not by might nor power, but by my spirit," says the Lord Almighty.
所以撒迦利亚书第四章第六节说，不是依靠才能，不是依靠势力，乃是依靠我的灵。这是万军耶和华大能的神所说的。
Spiritual work is supposed to be done by the power of the Spirit.
我们可以说，属灵的工作应该是圣灵来做成的。
And I love this passage of scripture in 1 Corinthians 2:5.
我喜欢这个哥林多前书二章二到五节。
Paul, in all his learning and being such a learned man, he says, "My message and preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith may not rest on man's wisdom, but on God's power."
保罗说，我所传的信息不是用高言大志，乃是要彰显上这个圣灵的莫大的这个能力，好叫你们的信心呢不是建立在人的智慧上，乃是建立在神的大能上。
It is my hope and prayer that all of us, with all the learning that we have, we let God work when we minister.
我希望我们每个人在这边，我们接受了这些等等的所有的训练之后，但是我们不要忘记要让神在我们的身上来工作。
Because we know that knowledge can puff up.
因为我们知道智慧有，或者说知识会叫人骄傲。
And also the essence of faith is only real if it is accompanied by love for man and obedience to God.
另一方面我们也知道信心的真实性就是当我们看到它也有所谓爱人顺服神的表现。
If you can't make up what that picture is about, it's about Abraham and his son Isaac.
这个图画呢就是亚伯拉罕献他的孩子的一个图画。
It's a painting by Marc Chagall. Anyway, in James it says, "It is good, what good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save him? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes or daily food. If one of you says to him, 'Go, I wish you well, keep warm, be well fed,' but does not do anything about his physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if not accompanied by action, it is dead."
另一方面我们也可以看到雅各书第二章14节到17节， 我的弟兄们，这个有什么好处呢？如果一个人只有所谓信心，但是没有行为呢？这种信心可以拯救他吗？如果你看到一个弟兄或者一个姐妹，他没有衣服穿，没有饭可以吃，然后你就对他说，祝福你，你要好好的保暖，你要吃饱，这个对他有什么帮助呢？所以同样的，信心单独存在，能够拯救人吗？
Now, you know, it's my hope that when we do our work of the ministry, it is something that is sincere and one that comes from faith.
另外一方面，我希望说，我们为了我们在服事当中，我们尽力是出于真诚，也是出于爱。
I know you're hungry and you're tired. We're gonna finish this.
Okay, 我知道你们也饿了，你们也困了，但是我们就要结束了。
Now, secondly, when we talk about labor prompted by love, a thought that we have is like our labor should be inspired by our Lord's great love for us.
我们的所谓劳苦。应该也是出自于我们对神对我们的爱的一个回应。
I mean, what more can we say about that?
我们可以再多说些什么呢？
The Lord suffered on our behalf.
主为我们来受苦。
But it's not just the physical suffering that he endured on our behalf.
其实不单单是一个所谓肉身的痛苦。
It's not just the physical pain and humiliation that he faced on the cross.
不单单是在十字架上所面对的这个身体上面的苦。
It's the whole idea of God so loved the world that he gave his only son to die on our behalf, even if at first we don't even care about him.
也都包含在神爱世人，让他的儿子来到这个世上，为我们来承担我们的罪。
Our labor should be prompted by love.In the ministry, it should be motivated by our sincere love for all men, especially those who are lost.
另一方面，我们为了侍奉来劳苦，也应该是从因着我们对人的爱，我们为那些世上的人的关怀。
You know, sometimes we learn so much that it's so hard for us to reach out.
很多时候，因为我们可能学太多东西，而反而呢，我们不会去接触人。
We become so ingrown within our culture.
因为呢，就在我们自己的这个文化范围里面，把自己包围起来了。
And in some ways, like the Pharisees who were so religious that they really missed the point.
有些时候我们就像这些法利赛人，他们非常的敬虔，但是他们却失去了这个敬虔的真意。
Our labor in the ministry should also continually be motivated by our steadfast and sincere love for our Lord and His church.
我们在侍奉里面的劳苦。也希望是出自于这样的一种的动机，也就是我们对主和他的教会的真实的爱。
You know, labor is a more intense word than work.
所以这个劳苦比做工是更严谨的一个词。
It takes into consideration hardship.
因为在这里面就带着有苦痛苦。
Sometimes if you've been serving in a church for a very long period of time,
有些时候你在教会里面服侍很长的时间
we have a tendency to kind of slack off and become complacent.
有些时候你就比较放松了一点
And sometimes we deal with all kinds of people that we can go through the motion and doing a lot of things.
并且很多时候因着我们已经有经验了我们也知道说怎么样去应付
That sometimes love.Can be left out.
因此呢，很多时候这个爱心就不见了。
In Revelation 2 verses 2 to 5, this is a letter to the church in Ephesus.
所以在这个启示录第二章二节到五节，耶稣写信给以弗所的教会。
Now there's so many good things about this church that Christ liked.
在这个教会里面有很多的。好的，积极的一面是主所欣赏的。
They did many good things.
他们也做了很多的好事。
They even suffered and did so many great things for the Lord.
他们为了主，他们甚至于受苦，也做了很多的工作。
But the big thing that Christ held against this church is that they have forsaken their first love.
但主对他们的责备，乃是他们已经失去了起初的爱心。
In other words, you can do all the right things, but do not have love.
换句话说，你可以做所有对的事情，但是没有爱。
Love for Christ，
爱神基督的心。
Love for others，
爱人的心。
And we'll be like in First Corinthians 13.
就像哥林多前书十三章。
You can know all the prophecies, you can be all the wise wisdoms and all the mysteries and so forth and do all that stuff, but then it's basically useless.
啊，就像哥林多前书十三章所说的，你可以有所有的智慧。你可以有很多的恩赐，但是如果没有爱，这些都是空空的。
Now, when we talk about endurance inspired by hope, we should be inspired by the promise and reality of the blessed hope, which is the second coming of the Lord.
另外一方面呢，我们忍受苦难也是因为出自于基督再来的这个盼望。
We don't know when he's going to come.
我们不知道他什么时候回来。
But the fact is, he is going to come.
但是我们知道这个事实。他必定要回来。
I know in theology you talk about the pre-mill, on-mill, and all those kind of mills.
当然呢，你在神学讨论的时候啊，会讲到灾前、灾后、灾中，耶稣再来的事情。
You also talk about the pre-trib and post-trib and all those other kind of tribs.
所以呢，你会讲到很多不同的观点。
One time, some guy wanted to debate with me and says, you know, I believe in post-millennium. We have to suffer through everything.
有一次有一个人他就跟我辩论这个事情，他说我是相信我们一定要经过这个苦难，所以呢耶稣一定是在灾后才来的。
I told him you can suffer all you want, I'm going first.
但是我就对他说啊，你要怎么样受苦跟我没有关系，我要先走了。
Anyway, the point is Christ is going to come back, we don't know when, okay?
换句话说，我们知道基督要再来，只是我们不知道那个时候。
And then also, when we talk about endurance and perseverance, our endurance should be one to be inspired by the inner joy, peace, and satisfaction in our service to the Lord, despite the hardships.
我们所以能够忍受啊，就也就是其实就从这些苦难的当中呢，我们仍然呢能够有所谓内心的喜乐、平安和满足。
Joy is what keeps us going.
在我们内心有喜乐，就让我们能够继续的服事。
And the joy.That God gives,
也就是出自于神的喜乐
is our strength.
神的喜乐是我们的力量。
You know, one very inspiring figure in church history is Polycarp.
波利甲，我们这个教会初期的教父。
He was a disciple of John, and he was bishop of Smyrna.
他也是约翰的这个门徒，也是斯美纳的这个主教。
When he was very old,
在他年老的时候
the church was persecuted.
教会正经历很多的苦难。
So the emperor rounded him up and says, "Oh, you're the evil guy, the leader of these Christians."
所以这个皇帝呢就把他抓起来，说你就是那个作恶的人。
Repent, renounce your faith, curse Christ so that you can live.
因此呢，你应当回转，你要咒诅基督，这样呢，你就可以活下去。
You do that, it's a fair exchange. If not, you're going to be burned alive.
如果你这样做，那你就可以活；你不这样做，就要把你烧死。
What kept Polycarp going and he faced death by fire is the fact that he had the joy and the assurance and satisfaction of God.
波利甲他所以能够愿意并且喜乐来面对这个试炼。也就是因为他在主里面的这个满足感。
He said to them, he declared to them,
他就对他们说
86 years I have served him, and he has never did any injury to me.
所以我已经服侍他86年，他没有对我做过一件不好的事。
How can I blaspheme my king and my savior?
我怎么能够去诽谤我的王和我的主呢？
Our endurance should also be inspired by an earnest desire to please Christ through the fulfillment of His will.
我们能够忍受苦难，也应该是出自于，因为我们愿意能够满足基督的心意。
What Christ desires should be our desires.
所以基督的心意应该成为我们的心意。
He who began a good work and you will carry it to completion until the day of Jesus Christ.
所以你们那在你们心里动的善功的，也要在基督耶稣的日子完成这功。
And another passage is, therefore I endure everything for the sake of the elect, for those who Christ loved, and that they too may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternity.
因此我忍受所有的事情，就是为了神所拣选的，好让他们也能够同样得到那个将来的好处。
You know, this microphone is kind of like telling me time to shut up. Okay.
这个麦克风呢，好像在告诉我说应该 不要再讲下去了。
Let's finish it off with some applications.
啊，我们看看啊，我们结束的时候看一些的啊应用。
May the Spirit of God search the depths of our heart as we seek to serve Him with a pure intentions.
但愿神的灵继续来检查我们的内心的深处啊，当我们在思考我们应该用什么样的动机来服侍他。
Test me, O Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind.
考验我啊，试验我，检查我，让我自己来看看我的心思意念。
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts.
神啊，求你啊，检查我，知道我内心的意念。
Secondly, may our ministry be spirit-filled and spirit-led, and not.Based on our own knowledge, wisdom, or effort.
第二方面，在我们的服事的当中，不是只就是只靠着我们的知识或者我们的智慧。我们要让神的灵来充满我们，来带领我们。
And let us not be like those who did so many things, and on the last day appear before Christ, and Christ says, "I never knew you."
啊，我们不要像有一些人，他们。看起来为主做了很多的工，但是在主台前的时候，主却说我不认识你。
I don't know if you can see this. This is an illumination done in the 7th century.
啊，这是第七世纪的一幅的图画。
And it's a picture of a whole bunch of saints trying to work their way to God.
我们就看到有很多的所谓圣人，他们要靠自己来到神的面前。
Actually, not saints. These are monastic people, the monks.
啊，这些呢就是那些修士。
And this illustration serves as a guide to tell people, hey, don't try too hard.
也许他告诉我们说，啊，不要太靠自己的力量了。
It's not a matter of what we do, but by the grace of God, we do the things by the Spirit of God.
所以不是我们能够做什么，而是因为我们认识主，主的能力让我们可以去完成。
Motives can change.
我们的动机会改变。
So may our work of our ministry truly be produced by faith, our labors prompted by love, and endurance inspired by hope of our Lord.
所以因此，但愿我们的所谓服事啊，实在是出于有信心而来的，是因为我们的爱心而带来的劳苦，还有因着对相信我们的基督而带来的这个啊盼望。
I pray that we will continue to meditate upon this theme.
我盼望我们每个人继续来默想啊这个主题
，about motives for why we serve，
就是想到为什么我们服侍主，我们的动机是啥呢
？Let's close in a word of prayer。
啊，我们一起祷告。
Lord, we pray that you would challenge our hearts and test us, and to help us to really understand what it means to serve you. It is not about ourselves.But it's all about you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.